We're back on this Friday morning, and joining us is Pocatello City Councilman Jim Johnston. Jim, welcome. Good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you, Neil. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, I saw the story in the Idaho State Journal. You got a nice little phone call from Senator Jim Risch inviting you to go to the White House to watch the president speak. And, of course, you took him up on it. So you tell the story. This was fascinating.
Well, it was just an incredible experience to be able to be invited in the first place to go to the White House. But, you know, to get an invitation, let me just read to you what the invitation said. The president requests the pleasure of your company for a discussion of the American small business, the engine of the American dream, on Tuesday, August 1st at 3 o'clock. So when you get an engraved invitation with the president's seal on it, with something like that, you get pretty excited. And of course, as a real estate professional, I'm very concerned about the American dream for people, and gave me a lot of excitement to be able to go and be in the company of the president.
And while you were there, I mean, you got just within a couple of feet of the president, but you were able to have an extended conversation with Kellyanne Conway, and you were right in there with the president's advisors. So maybe tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, for some reason, I was standing in the right place and got in with the group. There were about 150 small business owners and participants, and I was lucky enough to be sitting on the second row directly behind Kellyanne Conway and Sarah Huckabee Sanders and General John Kelly. So I was immediately behind them. Gave me an opportunity to interact with them. I had a very nice conversation with Kellyanne Conway. She knows a lot of people from Idaho, and so we were able to talk about some of those things. And I just felt like I was hobnobbing with some of the people that are really the news creators and news makers and people on the president's staff that are making great contributions to our country.
We're talking with Jim Johnston, Pocatello City Councilman, and his recent visit to the White House. Councilman, I wanted to ask you about maybe the contrast. There's a certain way that President Trump and his administration is portrayed in the media. And how did that line up with your experience that you spent in the White House?
I really felt that the president was very genuine. I think sometimes from a distance we look at him as being a person that is a little aloof, but he was very, very personable in his presentation. He was warm. He was interacting with the crowd. You know, I have kind of a big smile and was close, and when he was walking out, he pointed directly at me. You know, he couldn't shake his hand because there were all the Secret Servicemen and the military people protecting him, I guess. But I just felt that he was a genuine person. And he really, in the comments that he made, he was really helping small business people like me to have confidence that he was genuinely going to do something to get rid of the onerous regulations that seem to be plaguing business, and he was really anxious to see changes in the tax code, and so I felt that maybe the news interpretation of him is not as accurate as what I was able to see.
You've had a couple of presidential encounters before as well. I understand you got to meet with President Lyndon Johnson and also President Reagan. Is that right?
Yes. You know, I'm kind of ancient history, but in the 1960s, when I was serving student body president at the University of Idaho in Moscow, I was invited to the White House where Lyndon Johnson introduced the White House Fellows Program. And that was a really great opportunity for me to see the government firsthand and to meet the president and to stand right next to him and so that was a pretty awesome experience for a college student. And then years later, I'd been very involved with Congressman George Hansen's campaign, and his daughter was the assistant secretary for making appointments for Nancy Reagan. And I was in Washington, D.C., fortunately able to go to the White House and see the president and interact with people in the Reagan administration. So that was a big deal for me when I was early on in my political career.
All right, City Councilman Jim Johnston joining us this morning, sharing his recent experience at the White House. What a great experience, Jim. Sure appreciate you telling the story and sharing that with us.
Thank you, Neil, and keep up the good work. We've got a lot of great things to tell the world of the positive nature of what's happening in America.